Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report for Hour 3 on Wednesday. Every second Wednesday, my oldest son Matthew is here, and he's an amazing guy. I'm always amazed by the knowledge base he's developed, which exceeds beyond mine in his particular area of specialty. And Matthew, what have you prepared today to kind of dazzle people with your ability and your technology? Of course, you have your website and your services. And, of course, if people contact you, they also get an extra benefit. They get a special code if they purchase the service to actually get a deduction on any NutriMeds that they purchase from here at NutriMedical. What's your agenda today?
Yes. I have a website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, where I discuss symbolism, names, and birth dates. It's not really astrology as you commonly know it. I call it astrology because it's a simple way to kind of grasp what it's about, but it's more about the symbols that govern us and the collective intelligence that arranges events such as births and arranges
right.
symbols such as the names people carry. And these things, these influences have a strong effect on our personal lives, our place in society, kind of our energy and how we fit into the human organism and into life, determined by our constitution, which is then signified by our name. So actually, even if you don't know your birth time, I can still do a name analysis. Some people have a hard time finding a birth certificate or information about the minute of their birth, but that's fine because for a lower price, as you can see on my website under services, you can have a name analysis where I can look at that. If you just give me your birth name as they were written, that itself gives you information about your personality. It is, however, clarified more if you have also your birth time to the minute.
Yeah, now that information is in a sense.
I also use to observe the sort of stuff I also use to observe the influences of the spiritual level on life and the unconscious, because the unconscious, which contains all this knowledge about how things connect to each other in space and time. How events are timed together as synchronicities, and the symbolic meaning of things and how those resonate with each other or correspond. That is also revealed by this kind of thinking about symbolism that I use for my website.
Right. Now, what you're doing in a sense,
I've been discussing a lot before. I've discussed on my own show previously about how these symbols and these kind of, it's like a schedule of events that can take place in a good way or not, depending on what we do, our own behavior and thinking. So if we neglect to do something in particular, it may bring about a negative event. If we do something, if we don't stop doing something bad, it will bring about a negative event. But
right.
these things are not 100% set in stone, right? So the idea is you want to find out about what's going to happen according to the schedule of events in the unconscious, so you can prevent the negative outcomes and bring about the positive ones.
Right. So in other words, the number of guns in America has dropped considerably since the 70s, but the number of gun shootings has increased, and we see also a collective consciousness.
You want to control your own destiny using your thinking to control your behavior. You want to modify your behavior by changing your thinking in order to find the optimum solution for yourself, because the spiritual level is always trying to bring about the optimum outcome for everyone, for the collective, but that may involve negative consequences to an individual or even to a group, depending on its behavior and thinking. For example, I've discussed on my show before, a lot of events that have happened recently that have had symbolism associated with them are omens or warnings. They're like small plays of what's going to happen on a larger scale. So, for example, I've discussed on my program previously the Jonestown Massacre,
right,
which was where Jim Jones and all of these fanatical followers of his social justice ideology that he eventually suggested or manipulated into killing themselves, and over 900 people died there. That was a warning about what's happening now with mass manipulation and false beliefs that are pervading academia and the media, the internet, you know, part of the media really, but these false beliefs are growing out of control, and the possibility is there that the big scale, the big Jonestown, is going to happen. And that big Jonestown, what that is pretty much like a cult-like thinking leading to the United States and Europe starting World War III, provoking Russia into World War III. And these events, I can tell you, which are signified to be scheduled to happen, so they will happen if the causes don't change. It's not something that inevitably will happen, but they will happen if the causes don't change.
So in other words,
astrology really astrology is just a calendar, right? Astrology is basically a detailed calendar by which events are naturally timed in the unconscious. And the spiritual level watches and controls all of this and tries to bring about the optimum outcome for everyone. Unfortunately, given the circumstances right now, if things do not change, then once we enter the next phase of the Age of Aquarius, which is a professional age, as I say, it's like a time on the calendar of the planets.
So
the Earth, the equinox is precess, and the equinox is entered into Aquarius. Once it entered into Aquarius in 1844, once that has progressed into a certain period, if the negative consequences, if the negative causes don't change, the negative consequences will also not change. So we've been in a period that stimulates either peace or delusional false peace and false love and false cult-like behavior since about 1967. This ends in 2028, and a new one begins in 2029. The period in 2029 is one of purging and eliminating and defense. So a time in which, after 2029, from that period onward, World War III is highly likely. I don't just mean like a few skirmishes between the U.S. and Russia, like have already happened in Crimea and so forth. I mean full-on thermonuclear war. It's very likely if things don't change.
Yeah, and you're not the only one that's actually calculated out this for discerning symbology, etc. I have a gentleman that will send me a link. His name is Gabriel Ainsley Erb, and he's asked the same thing, 2028. So what people need to understand is there's specific times and seasons.
I don't know of anybody out there that has gotten it to such precision as I have.
No, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying, where information is valuable.
Anybody who observes these things will find common trends and symbolic omens.
Right.
What that is that the spiritual level has to time everything in order to try to accomplish the optimum outcome given the condition. And the conditions depend largely on our behavior and thinking.
So if you were to apply this, you can apply it to an individual or a corporation or a family or a nation or even negotiation talks like the ones...
You can apply it to an individual or a collective.
Right.
And unfortunately, the optimum outcome right now, because right now we are threatening to destroy the entire planet, as in kill everybody. So the optimum outcome that the spiritual level is bringing about is one in which only two-thirds of the population die in World War III and famines in the 2030s, as opposed to the entire population and the whole planet. So if we don't change what we're doing, if we do not, for example, establish a peaceful alliance to maintain law and order in the world with Russia, for example, if we continue to divide the world between the West and Russia, then this will happen.
Yeah, in other words, what you're saying is we should be negotiating with Russia and having dialogue with them rather than this Russiagate and this foolishness.
Yes, I'll explain after the break. I'll explain all of the...
We need to get into that.
...why this is going to happen.
Keep that thought. We're back with Matthew Deagle. Matthew, please continue. I think it's really interesting what you're looking at. And this could be taken as advice to, say, world leaders like Donald Trump and negotiations with Russia and China right now. And I partially agree with Harley Schlanger of the LaRouche Foundation. Trade prevents war, but you have to have a trade which is, you know, win-win for both sides. And we also have to stabilize and prevent proliferation of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. And all of this can be done if you understand the symbology which you're presenting. So please continue.
I can discuss that right now. First of all, I don't think that the economic sanctions work, that these sanctions prevent countries to become more belligerent because they fear for their survival. So, for example,
exactly.
Sanctions against North Korea I don't think are helpful because that forces them to put more of their budget into the military. However, I do think we have to stand up for ourselves in trade, and a lot of our politicians are almost traitors because of the deals they've made with foreign countries. And everything is disordered in that regard. In regard to loyalty to your own nation, that is almost taboo now. It's considered to be nationalistic. But the thing is that that's how everybody naturally functions. You have to look out for your own country first and foremost, but not be seeking to take that which belongs to someone else. Right? Don't covet thy neighbor's goods. Right? So, what can I say? The USA is provoking Russia by continuing to encroach upon its territory in Eastern Europe. And Russia, in response, Russia does not have the conventional weapons capability that the U.S. does. So Russia, instead, is focusing on the development of unconventional weapons, such as nuclear weapons. They have what probably the most horrifying ICBM or missile of all time, which is the Satan II, as we call it in the West.
Right.
Called the Sarmat. This missile... Each individual one can supposedly carry up to 50 megatons, which is the equivalent of the tested Tsar Bomba, the biggest nuke of all time.
Right.
It's not a single warhead like Tsar, but it's essentially the equivalent. I mean, you could destroy a large city and kill everybody in it in one hit. And it could not be stopped because it's very fast and it has penetration aids, so it breaks up into a bunch of small warheads and has things that distract the attempt to shield oneself from it. It breaks up, and there are decoys and several different warheads that separate and hit different specific targets. So Russia has many of these now, and they've test launched them, and they have them in a silo just north of, like, Kazakhstan or something, or Uzbekistan, I think. They also have them stationed elsewhere, I think, maybe, I don't know, it's probably secret, but probably somewhere like Arkhangelsk, in order to target Europe in the event of a nuclear war.
Yeah, and you're talking about maybe also in Kaliningrad, right?
Yeah. This is the strategy of Russia of self-defense, is that if the integrity of the Russian Federation is threatened, then Russia will respond with a nuclear deterrence. So it will attack a military base with one of its nuclear weapons.
Right.
And that's not so bad per se, but once push comes to shove, if they continue this path of provocation and peacelessness, Russia will eventually be forced to deploy its nuclear and other unconventional weapons. And those weapons are the most horrible weapons that we've ever seen. What Russia is now developing and is capable of and will be capable of in 10 years is the most mass-destructive weapons that we've ever seen.
Right.
The most, the capability essentially to destroy an entire large country the size of the USA or China.
Yeah, and also not just nuclear, but geoclimatic weapons, too. You talked about this before, Matt, privately. Go ahead.
Yes. In addition to the nuclear weapons, they're developing other kinds of unconventional weapons, such as a directed energy weapon that can simulate an artificial hurricane, one that also sets fire to everything in its path and causes wildfires. And they will, if things continue as they are, if nothing changes, then they will use that on the continental USA.
Right.
On the East Coast, obviously, because that's where you can most easily form a hurricane, is south of Florida. So I think that they will do that, and if things don't change. And all this stuff is the result of people not changing their collective and individual behavior and thinking. So because we continue to be such a huge threat to the truth and life, and we are further and further from it in our beliefs, we have now made virtue into vice and vice into virtue. We are going to be punished by nature, so to speak.
Well, these are universal laws, right?
And now, if you haven't been observing sorts of synchronicities, you might be skeptical about the idea that events in the world are controlled by the collective unconscious. However, you might also wonder what the cause, a plausible cause, could be. What it is that these synchronicities are the result of a spiritual level of consciousness that sees things as a whole, like an ecology, a system of interdependence where something depends on something else and that depends on it in turn. And this level of consciousness also requires a material brain in order to process the information. And we actually know just what that is, though they haven't figured it out. There's a lot of things that scientists see but do not understand. And, for example, they don't seem to realize that the non-shared environment in our personality is the result of our spirit. Right? That's why twins can be so different from each other, even though they share their genes.
Right.
Identical twins with all the same genes can differ. All the same genes in the same environment, but they differ because of the spirit. Well, that's one aspect of it. We also know that there are material brains on Earth that are smarter than human brains, but they are inconspicuously hidden inside of dumb animals. So those are elephants and cetaceans, right? Whales, dolphins, and elephants have brains that should have, according to their convolution and their brain size, an IQ of 300 to 600, so higher than any person by far. Yet the behavior of the animal corresponds to an IQ of like 20 or so, or maybe 30, maybe a little higher, I don't know. But as far as tests of animal intelligence go, it doesn't seem like dolphins or elephants are any smarter than chimpanzees, maybe actually not as smart. However, there's something, their brain has to be there for some reason. Why do they have such a huge brain? And I think the answer is quite simple, that these huge brains, like the sperm whale brain is about 8,000 cubic centimeters, which the reason why is because that is the material brain in which this sort of thing is processed. The consciousness of all of nature, the collective unconscious, and the control over coincidences and synchronicities.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. But there's something else that inhabits that brain and uses it, while whale or dolphin is just a power supply for that brain.
Back in a moment with more interesting discussion with Matthew Deagle. Visit his website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, and get amazing consultations. Back, Matthew, please continue this discussion. I guess you're describing the nature of the universe and the nature of reality, right?
Yes. There are two different things referred to as beasts of the apocalypse. There's the beasts that we create, the horror rides upon and so forth, the falsehood that we generate. And there's the natural beasts, the kind of like tests of God, you might say, that control coincidences, that are called Leviathan and Behemoth. And these beasts, we know what they are. They're literally something spiritual, something telepathic. I mean, we know the evidence for them. We just aren't putting it together. So if you look, for example, at Lauren Coleman's website, The Copycat Effect, you'll find tons of evidence that coincidences are constantly being controlled in an intelligent way, that our behavior as collective is being somehow monitored and organized and synchronized in order to bring about an optimum outcome despite our bad behavior. So often that optimum outcome involves negative consequences to us, but it's the best possible outcome as opposed to what would happen otherwise. And if you ask the question, well, what could possibly be processing all this information and the collective unconscious, I think the answer is pretty simple. You just look at the brain of some of these larger cetaceans and elephants. For example, the male sperm whale has the largest brain on Earth, about 8,000 cubic centimeters, which means, according to the correlation between IQ and brain size, compared to the average white man, it's like 71.5 standard deviations larger. It should have an IQ between 550 and 600. Which means that a sperm whale's brain, even though the sperm whale itself is just an animal with maybe an IQ of like 20 or something like that, or 30, the sperm whale is a power supply for that brain. The animal is just a typical dumb animal with maybe the intelligence of a chimp, but the sperm whale is just a power supply for that brain that does not interact with the world through the animal, but through something else. What it interacts with the world with is, I think, telekinesis and telepathy by controlling coincidences on a spiritual level. It is the material brain of a spiritual intelligence, like an angel or something like that. That's why it says in the Bible.
Yeah, in other words, it's communicating at an astral or a higher consciousness level, in other words.
You don't even have to get into these terms. It's just, it is what it is doing. It is controlling coincidences. It's controlling synchronicity. And it is calculating everything in the collective unconscious in order to bring about the optimum solution for the entire ecology and for humanity, depending on what we do. As I said, you look at a sperm whale's brain. According to the size of an adult male sperm whale brain, it should have an IQ of about 550, which means that it is about one octillion times as smart as the average white person. So with an IQ of 100. About one octillion times, that's 27 zeros. And it's smarter than everybody on Earth combined, just that one brain. And what does that mean? Why is this brain floating around in the ocean with this animal feeding it? What is it doing? Why would cetaceans have brains that large and that convoluted at all if it weren't performing some function? Like a chimpanzee's brain is just as big as it needs for its IQ of about 20. But a cetacean brain, like a sperm whale's brain, is so large, it's almost, it's godlike, whatever intelligence is dwelling in there. And that intelligence is so advanced that it operates on such an advanced level.
Well, even the regular person doesn't use much more it's estimated that the people we consider geniuses, like Johann Goethe and Einstein and so on, with IQs over 200, that they actually operate maybe at 10% of their actual physical brain.
Well,
so.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. But I think the main thing to look at is we can look at the correlation of brain size to IQ, which is about 0.45, and then look at how many standard deviations above the size of the average white man's brain.
So how does that apply to our understanding of this?
Between 500 and 600, even if it has different neurons.
Yeah, right. So, Matt, how does that apply to...
high IQ.
How does it explain the nature of what our physical and our polydimensional world is? Because we live in basically a world of three dimensions, three realms.
That these Leviathan and Behemoth are not just some kind of mythological creatures. They're literally elephants and whales. And their collective consciousness that it's not the animals themselves, right? It's whatever the animal is feeding, which is a spiritual intelligence that uses that brain. And that intelligence is what's in control of all these coincidences and outcomes. That intelligence, I think, what it is it is the level of spiritual evolution where humans no longer require a single material body. So these brains are like disposable cell phones for the spiritual realm.
Well, if you're true, if you're a true empath, which is where we're going as a species of humans, we have the convergence of artificial intelligence that is very dangerous, like Elon Musk even says it. But
yeah.
The fact is, we're going to trump that with what's called... Let me finish, Matt. Let me finish, though, what I'm saying. Let me finish just for a second, though. I want to make a point and get your response. Yeah. What I'm saying is that you're describing spirit intelligence, which exceeds human intelligence, even artificial intelligence.
Yeah. I'm talking about a natural intelligence that is so beyond ours that it's not worth it to pay attention to anything else when you're considering the outcome.
Right.
This is an intelligence that takes into
account. So how can you apply that to, say, world events, like, for example, let's say we have negotiations with North Korea.
I'm saying if you want to know what's going to happen, you have to pay attention to what is being foreomened by this intelligence.
So what do you think?
It's about 1 octillion times smarter than us.
Okay, so use your symbology technology that you've developed. Well, how would you advise, say, Donald Trump when he's negotiating June 12th?
You can decode some of what it communicates because... what it does is it does not communicate in language. It communicates in symbols and
right.
In the control of events, control of coincidences. It's aware of every little detail of every event and every little tiny micro interval of timing and the names and the dates, the associations of every kind that we can imagine. That's all somehow being processed in the brains of these animals.
Right.
And that is being controlled in order to optimize the outcomes. The reason why those brains evolved is to optimize through telepathy and telekinesis, basically, to optimize the outcome for the entire planet, given the circumstances, to select which animals go extinct, which ones survive, which ones evolve. All of this is being intelligently monitored. Previous to the evolution of cetaceans and elephants, this was all just random, natural selection. But because these things exist now, this is intelligently controlled so that the worst possible outcome is avoided.
So how would you apply that? Let's say, for example, theoretically... Let me finish, Matt. Let me finish. Let's say you had a proposal from a corporation to make business decisions, or let's say you're advising, say, a group of world leaders on a situation. You would apply your symbology, group intelligence, and so on.
The symbolism is always a natural principle. That
right.
happens anyway, because anything's always going to have a certain symbolic meaning as a whole.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that these events in the world are being controlled by an intelligence that pervades nature, and the CPU of that intelligence is the brain of elephants and whales. And
right.
That intelligence is beyond anybody on Earth, and in fact beyond us even all combined in its ability. It's able to process every event on the entire planet and connect them to each other and then make a decision based on what the probability is of an outcome. It's able to subconsciously through the unconscious able to steer and manipulate the outcome of events.
Okay, so let's say
what's going to happen.
Give me
this intelligence is in communication with all of nature.
Right. And yeah, give us examples when we come back, Matt.
It's non-local. It's not located in any one place, but it uses material brains to process the information.
Right.
And it is going to do some other things I'm going to talk about here if we don't change our behavior.
Right. So, in other words, if the behavior of the nation states don't change, we're heading toward a cataclysm in the not-too-distant future within the next, say, 20 years. Summarize what you're really saying, Matt, is we have to use the laws of like nature and the good of nature, which is basically always trying to keep in balance.
We have to pay attention to the spiritual level of things, where nature's
right.
intelligence is smarter than all of us combined. That's proven by the fact that when you think about it, that has to be what the brain of a sperm whale is for. That's the brain that evolved to support the necessary capacity to process information in the unconscious. And that that unconscious information requires apparently an IQ of about 550 to 600.
So
about one octillion times smaller.
Let me throw in a little summary here then, so that people can start grasping, because you're speaking at a high level. It's hard to totally grasp it. But what you're saying is, for example, when you put hard sanctions against North Korea financially, it's not the way, a balance of nature way to bring about a positive outcome.
I'm saying that you can know what's going to happen if you just pay attention to this intelligence. You have all these little humans that think they know what's going to happen and think that they can find a solution, but their intelligence does not suffice to comprehend what's really going on.
So what would you advise Trump to do?
What's really going on here is something, is that, okay, nature has a piece to it. We call it homeostasis or ecology. And that piece applies to everything. It's where everything is considered in terms of its consequences on everything
else. Okay, be specific, though.
If we do not change our behavior, we do not change our behavior in regard to our abuse of nature and our attempts at world domination instead of alliance, then we will be destroyed.
Good principle.
Because this intelligence that uses the brain of a sperm whale to process its information finds the optimum outcome and manipulates coincidences in order to bring it about.
Right. Now, here's a question, Matt.
Let me
make a quick statement.
Because of our behavior, the optimum outcome involves the extermination of many human groups and the killing off of about 2
Okay, crystallize what you're saying here. Okay, let me crystallize what you're saying. Matt, let me insert this, okay? Matt, let me insert this little comment. What you're saying is basically we should negotiate from a positive position rather than a negative one. We should work on a balanced thing where we have alliances.
We need to recognize things as they really are and their consequences, and that if we want to have peace, we have to form an alliance of the more reliable countries like Russia and Europe and the USA. They have to be solidly allied and subdue these more chaotic powers. If that doesn't happen, then they will fight each other and destroy each other.
Right.
And we have to follow the laws of nature. We have to follow the laws of creation, which determine the outcome. And if we don't, we have failed life. Because what we have done since the late 19th century and the 20th century, we've disturbed the harmony of nature. We've disturbed the harmony of our own society, and we have tried to abolish natural boundaries such as locally evolved peoples and races and so forth. We're trying to erase everything that we see in our delusional mind as unfit for our utopia. And the consequence of our capitalistic and communistic abuse of nature and abuse of human nature is that nature, which knows better, has no choice but to cull us. And it will do so by manipulating us to kill ourselves. And if it did not do so, the reason why is because the optimum outcome is that happens. If it did not do so, then we would all die, we'd destroy the entire planet, and we would all evaporate, we'd all go extinct. So the nature cannot tolerate right? The creational level of consciousness, the spiritual level, cannot tolerate the extinction of the entire planet after 4.5 billion years of evolution. So it will instead eliminate the parasite on life, just as it's done before, by causing species to go extinct.
So, Matt, can I make a 30-second statement here?
Human.
Okay, let me make a quick statement.
The parasite is humans, which means that humans will face their judgment. This isn't
okay,
revolution,
Matt,
or whatever.
Let me insert this quick statement.
Eliminated,
right.
except for a few. So 2/3 of the population will be exterminated.
Okay, Matt, let me insert this quick statement.
Purposely to destroy whole people
right.
that are against the laws of nature.
Okay, can you hear me? I want to just make a quick statement here now. What you're summarizing, and we've done this over the period of the last few months with John W. Spraying, Harley Schlanger, and others, including Lowell Ponte. Basically, the idea of putting sanctions on Russia is increasing the chances of war. Sanctions on North Korea isn't bringing them to the table. In fact, the comments by Mike Pompeo and by Mike Pence, who is called a dummy, was actually a dumb thing to do.
If you want to ask a specific question, you can ask me a specific question. Go to my website, MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. Services, and you could ask a specific question, and I can give
Let me finish my little statement here. What you're saying is negative negotiations, which are sanctions or the danger of a nuclear or a military strike, is not the best way to do this. What we need to do is with the wisdom of nature.
I'm saying that I think the USA and Russia have to remain allies, and they have to subdue these other powers like Islamists and China.
Right.
That they have to subdue them as an alliance, or else they're going to fight each other. If they fight each other, then they're going to destroy each other, which
right.
means that the USA will meet its end in the 2030s. And as part of the manipulation of these coincidences, I'm telling you what if we do not stop what we're doing now, if we do not eliminate and arrest these people in the American government, in the CIA and so forth, who are stoking the fire against Russia,
right.
then what will happen is the Leviathan and Behemoth, the intelligences of nature, will, through their connection with all of nature and the cosmos, they will hurl an interstellar comet at the Earth. They will strike Eastern Europe in early 2029. So probably April to June 2029, they will, probably April, but could be a little later, in 2029, they will hurl an interstellar comet.
Yeah, in fact, that's the one that's the Apophis comet.
That will manipulate the outcome because it will stop Russia from gaining Europe as part of its territory and thereby divide the USA and Europe against Russia and provoke World War III in order to get us to exterminate ourselves. And you think about it, this is because things have reached the breaking point in so many respects. For example, as I said, we've disturbed the harmony of nature. That's why the hurricane season last year was the worst of all time.
Right.
On record, I mean. It was the worst on record because of what we have done to nature. Because we've disturbed the climate. We have overpopulated. We have polluted the oceans. We've contaminated the fish and the whales and everything. We have raped nature, and nature is insulted by us and has to defend itself.
Right. Well, even the Schumann resonance of the Earth is shifting, right? And the ozone layer is thinning, the benthic layer of the oceans are dying, all these things are happening.
And it's not just that either, because we're also abusing human nature. We are trying to undo traditions which are based on nature. And as the most significant creature in nature, humans don't have the right to undo their own nature and to abolish the naturally evolved traditions such as marriage and reproduction and races, which we are doing now. We believe that we can undo nationalities and races. We believe we can undo sexes, all these products of nature, and nature is being assaulted by that as well. So because we are degenerate, and because we are violating the laws of nature on every level, we have been designated by the number 666, the mark for destruction. The number 666 has been placed on us, which is a call to the eye of nature, the Leviathan, to exterminate humanity. And that's going to happen, I'm telling you, after 2029, probably in the early 2030s even, very soon after, we're going to be exterminated because we're not stopping our behavior and we continue to get worse.
Yeah, you can see it definitely coming, can't you? And you can see it in every holy book of every ancient religion, too.
Some people will survive. And will be guided to go to places that will not be destroyed. So an example is in Europe. The only country that I think will largely survive is Switzerland, because they have enough bunkers for the entire population and they're in the mountains. Maybe Norway and Switzerland. But the European Union, all the countries in the EU are going to be practically eliminated from existence. I mean, 90% of the population will die. The USA and the US is the same thing. Only places which are safe by nature, such as Northeast Arizona, mountainous areas that are not nuclear targets, will be safe. So, California, the
Yeah, that's like Joel Skousen's book. In other words, you're basically saying the symbology is heading toward a nexus in the next decade that's going to change the nature and call the world of evil.
Yes, I'm saying that the pets of God are going to fight humanity in the Armageddon war here.
Right. In other words, the calling is like the saying, the two are in the field and one is taken. The one taken is the evil one that are promulgating destruction of nature and human nature.
They're eliminating a threat to all life.
Amazing. Thank you, Matthew. Amazing show. Again, go to MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. They call it astrology, but it's really using group symbology, mathematics to predict personal behavior and gifts and advise people, corporations, and nations what to do next to repent.
Your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.